HarperCollins presents Hex and Hexability by Kate Johnson, read by Katherine Walker Booth. Chapter 1. London, Spring, 1815. Most young ladies were expected to feel nervous upon attending their first ball, but this was probably not because they feared they would accidentally make the paintings on the walls come to life. Lady Theophania Worthington, however, feared this exact thing, and so when she was announced at Lady Russell's grand ball, she froze at the top of the stairs for what felt like an hour and a half before her panicked, darting gaze landed on her sister-in-law's expression of tight fury. Eleanor had been drilling her on this for weeks. Everything had to be perfect. She must not do anything wrong at all. Her entire future depended upon this very moment. Fear thrummed through her, made her palms sweat inside her gloves, made the chalked patterns on the ballroom floor begin to swirl and move. No, not now. Please, not now. She tried desperately to make them stop moving, lost her footing, grabbed for a handrail she hadn't a hope of reaching, skidded for a terrible, heart-stopping moment, and fetched up in the arms of a pirate.
Are you all right?
His eyes were the colour of rich dark chocolate, and he had a scar on one cheek.
Miss.
His hair was black as night, and curled wildly.
Are you hurt, Miss?
Tiffany? Whispered Tiffany, who had always hated being called Theophania, because it was surely the name of a dusty old blue stocking, or querulous maiden aunt.
Lady Tiffany,
hissed her sister-in-law, and then hurriedly corrected herself.
Lady Theophania. We are not in the schoolroom any longer, are we, my dear?
The pirate raised an eyebrow as he straightened Tiffany, who felt her face heat up. Of course it was of more concern to Eleanor that Tiffany was addressed correctly than that she was unhurt. Must she be so obvious about it, in front of this handsome stranger?
Thank you, Mr.
He looked very amused.
Santiago, Lady Tiffany,
he said, and gave an elaborate bow. The sort of bow that had gone out of fashion a generation ago, as had wearing green velvet to an evening event, Tiffany thought, as she took in more of his appearance. And a brocade waistcoat, and a neckcloth tied so loosely he looked like a labourer. A very handsome labourer, with twinkling eyes and lips that looked like he was trying very hard not to smile.
You have our thanks, Mr. Santiago, said Eleanor, with tightly restrained disdain for the sheer foreignness of his name and demeanour.
She was already shepherding Tiffany away.
Come along, Theophania. There are people I want you to meet. They say the lost Duke of St. James has returned, and wouldn't it be a coup for you to become a duchess?
Tiffany glanced over her shoulder as she was led away from the pirate. As he grinned at her, a hint of gold twinkled in his ear. One eyelid flickered in a wink that made heat blossom inside her. It was at this point that the chalked arabesques on the floor came to life. As he escaped out of the window, Santiago reflected that he had been greatly misled about English society. Nobody had told him it was quite so boring, or that the ton was so very cold towards anyone who didn't look exactly like everyone else, or that the chalk drawings on the floor would come to life. Santiago had seen purple fire play along the mast of a ship, had seen lava that burned blue, and plants that ate small rodents, but had never seen chalk drawings move and start tripping people up. Had it been an illusion? Some trick played on the guests? After all, nothing here was as it seemed, including him. He could still hear people screaming and bellowing as he stepped into a flower bed and looked around. None of that was entirely necessary, he thought. Really, only a few people had been tripped up, and the rest had just been a sort of ripple effect. Only one lady hadn't fainted or screamed, and that had been the vision in silver.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?